A murder in Dagestan affects ministry. Tolerance in the U.S. is affecting outreach. Thousands can now hear God's word in their own language. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thursday's public murder of a pastor in Dagestan has distressing overtones. Christians have been experiencing outright persecution over the last 6 to 8 months. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains that Dagestan appears to have slipped under the radar.
Because it's a Federal Republic of Russia, we group it in with Russia, and we don't think of Russia as being restricted, so we kind of overlook the level of persecution that happens in some parts of Russia.
The immediate impact of the death may be severe.
You can imagine the chilling effect of having your pastor shot in the head outside of the church building. This is also a church group that has had a very effective ministry with drug addicts, the social work, the work in the prisons.
However, the pastor's example was clear. He was a convert from Islam. Despite threats, he lived and died as a Christ follower.
Pray that the Holy Spirit will give them courage and boldness, even in the midst of this loss, that they will boldly go forward and represent Christ in their communities.
Next, flooding has affected outreach in India. Gospel for Asia reports one of their Bridge of Hope centers and a GFA-supported missionary's home were flooded when the region near Delhi received more than 20 inches of rain in 3 days. In one area, water rose as high as 6 feet. 5 people died in the heavy rains and flooding that followed. GFA Compassion Services teams passed out aid to the victims. Pray for the flood victims that they would turn to Jesus in their time of need. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, a recent study by the Barna Research Group shows that Christian teens are far less likely to share their faith than they were 10 years ago. University Christian Fellowship's Terry Erickson says,
I think many teens, as well as young college students, have bought into the cultural view of tolerance. You don't want to offend anyone, so there's a reluctance to share your faith because that's what's really pressed upon them in the culture. So we see lots of students who have to get over that hurdle in the college to want to do evangelism.
Erickson says many teens don't have a good grasp on the uniqueness of Christ either. As InterVarsity has addressed these issues with students, they're actually seeing evangelism skyrocket.
Over the last 5 years, we have actually seen a record number in our history of conversions.
With the right mix of theology and prayer, InterVarsity is seeing many teens come to Christ. Keep praying for boldness for students to spread the truth. Next, almost 200,000 people may finally have a chance to hear the gospel for themselves. Faith comes by hearing recently released audio New Testament recordings. The audio Bibles will reach 5 people groups in Mexico, Guinea, Papua New Guinea, and Colombia. The new releases bring Faith Comes by Hearing's total of audio scripture recordings to up to 541. You can hear it in English, too. We're giving away MP3 CD copies of the dramatized New Testament. Just click on the link at our website. And a legacy is something you leave behind that will benefit others. It provides a foundation for future generations to build upon. Global Advance's David Shibley credits his father with that nearly a half century ago in his own church.
From the very first offering that church ever received, 50% went straight to missions.
Today, it's still a mission-minded church in the Hispanic community of Tulsa, Oklahoma. More importantly, the elder Shibley set the example for a global body of Christ.
Global Advance will be involved in equipping pastors in Colombia and Tanzania and Ivory Coast.
Global Advance lays the groundwork for future evangelism.
It's extremely vital that we make preparation not only for our own homegoing, but also that we make preparation for the generations to come, that the gospel will impact them and change them.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ, but you don't know how, do you? For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, the first step in evangelism. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.